first, and then move on to the written press. Fadima, how are you? You okay?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Hi.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Initially, I just wanted to ask around team news and updates and try and run anyone else in the squad.
Still the same, not really something different. Adam is still out. He's not going to be involved in the squad list. And you have the two players in the African Cup, as you know. All the others, they are going to be available.
Okay, thank you. You've got a number of fixtures coming up this week, I guess, where you're working across EFL Cup, FA Cup, and then back to the league. I guess, how important is it to do as well as you can in this and kind of make history for playing that one?
No, our focus really is in the next one, and it's going to be so important for us. We are talking about a semi-final, a chance to play a final at Wembley that we are not thinking. Normally don't plan to the next two or three games. Our focus is being always like that since I joined the football club. The next one is always the most important one, and of course you have to be honest, is really the most important one. And after that come the FA Cup match and the Premier League match as well, against Newcastle first and after against Everton. But the schedule is there. It's going to be really tough with the absence in African Cup. Our squad is really short in terms of numbers, as you know. Of course, it's not going to be easy, but it's what it is. Now, full focus in our game against Liverpool.
Lovely. You mentioned your squad being short in numbers because of the African Cup of Nations and injuries. There's reports of AC Milan interested in tossing. I guess you, the focus, and keep your players in this.
Yes, okay. About the rumors, you know, I'm not going to talk about and to make any comments on that, because if not, I will not do nothing more than to speak with you about these situations. Of course, we are trying to keep our players inside. We don't have conditions to lose players, because as you know, it's not being easy for us to buy players and to sign players.
And throughout this transfer window, is the hope then to try and bring the strength in the squad and sign as many players?
Can you repeat, sorry?
Sorry, throughout this transfer window, is it hard to try and build a squad?
No, of course, we are always aware, and we know what we need, and we are always trying to improve our players, collective point of view. And of course, if you can strengthen the squad with some new players, you are always looking for it. But after that come the possibilities of the club, what we can do or not. If until now we haven't done anything because it was not possible.
Any further broadcasts? We have. Sorry, I'll stop you, Mark, and then I'll come to you, Jack. You have broadcasts as well.
Okay. Have you mentioned there that the size of the squad can prove a bit of a challenge in the number of games you've got coming up? But do you think within that you've got the quality to compete across three competitions?
Okay, it's tough. I think we did it really well. Of course, some up and downs. When you played 9 games in last December, was a really difficult one with some absences that we had, some injured players and all that stuff. We recovered some of them. We lost 3 to the African Cup situation. Of course, the African Cup is not just ourselves. You are one of the clubs with more, but some clubs, 1 or 2 at least, they have more players than us there as well. That's what it is, of course. We plan the season with these players. Normally, I don't like to work with big squad as well, because I want to see competitiveness as inside. Of course, it's important for me to look for our academy players as well. Every time we have this type of moments with some absences as well, is a chance for some players to work with us, like has been the last few weeks. Jonathan, the left back from our academy, a player that we really believe, Luke de Frugues as well, he's been working with us. Okay, it's part of a process. Of course, if you can have more solutions, much better for us. And sometimes it's not possible. I'm here to work with the players that we have.
In recent years, I think it's fair to say cup competitions maybe have taken a back seat for Fulham when you've been trying to get promoted or trying to stay in the Premier League. But now, no one would say they're established in the Premier League, but where Fulham are at the moment, do you think it's given you that opportunity to go further into cup competitions, hasn't it?
No. My ambition is always to play cup competitions to go further. Last season we were promoted and you played the quarters final of FA Cup. And our aim was always to go further and to sustain the club, of course, is important. To be recognised as a Premier League club was the main thing last season as well. But at the same time, when you played the other competitions, we were trying to be strong enough. The first game, Carabao Cup, was really poor last season. And for me, it was a sign. It was a good moment to speak with the players, what I demand from them and what I demand from any competitions that you play. It doesn't matter the players that are going to be inside. Doesn't matter if you change or not many players. We are always Fulham, and you have to be serious in the approach. And that game, that first game that we played Carabao Cup last season was important, and even was a really poor performance from ourselves. And we were out. Was an important moment for us to speak really serious about what is going to be the approach from that moment further. Because for me, anytime you play a football match, you have to play the game to win. Doesn't matter if it's Carabao Cup or FA Cup or Premier League.
And then just finally, obviously the score from the first leg matters tomorrow. But do you take anything else from the first leg, or is tomorrow a completely different game?
No, it's not. We cannot say that it's a completely different game. First, because you are losing 2-1. It's true, of course, last month and more 10 days, we played twice against them. Both games, they were really competitive. Both games, we were in some moments, we were leading. Last game, we were leading during long time as well. They were capable to turn the result for them with their capacity, with their own support. That is really impressive at Anfield, as you know as well, their quality as well. But we are losing 2-1. The game could be slightly different in certain moments as well, but it's going to be 90, probably under the 20 minutes that we have to be able to fight for what we want. We have to score. You know that we have to score to chase the result and to chase to fight for to be at Wembley, and you are going to in this direction, knowing that at the same time, you know how Liverpool is always, they are really a threat in the attack line. If the game is more broken, if they have space to attack, they can punish any team, not in this league, in the world as well. And you have to have the right balance every time, but at the same time to play with ambition to score, because we need that. We need score goals to play the final.
Thanks, Mark. Jack, did you have a broadcast section?
Hi. Your recent memories of beating Arsenal from a goal behind, given a sort of similar situation, being a goal behind in this game, is that a motivating factor of how you turn that game around against Arsenal into this game?
Yes, is another. And it was one of the best games that we played this season, I have to say. The way you started that game, losing an early goal, and you know, if you look for this season when Arsenal. They score firstly how many games they lost. It's a good thing for you to see, or how many games they drew as well after when they were leading the score. And if you are able to do it, it's a good sign that the team, I think, did really well. Played well, some moments really on the front foot, other moments were really solid as well, because Arsenal demand this from ourselves. It's a good point to start. I can look for the games we played away from home against Liverpool as well, both games. And the first we played for the Premier League, we started losing the game. We drew the game, they scored again the 2-1, and we were able to equalize, and after to even to score the 3-2 in that moment. And we are capable to do it. We have to believe on ourselves, knowing that the other side is a top team there as well. And they have been playing a great season for them. They have been really consistent as well, even if, like us, they have some players out or some players in the African Cup or something like that. They have been consistent. They have been solid as well. And of course, they are in a very good moment. It's going to be a really great challenge for us, but we are really pleased to have this challenge ahead of us.
And of course, your players have had a few days off since the Chelsea game. Liverpool playing on Sunday. It's a quick turnaround for them. Is that an important factor into the preparation for those?
It's a new thing for everybody. Liverpool, after our game, they had the days off as well, and after they came to play against Bournemouth. And that days off showed that they had a good impact in the game, because they won the game in the way they did it. Of course, after the December month and the beginning of the January for us as well, where we played the FA Cup and we played in the semi-final too, of course, was a moment for us to, for the players, to be honest, to have a little bit switch off, if we can say, not longer, of course, because it's really important for us, the second semi-final. It was a moment for them to switch off short, but switch off and come back fresh again, not just for this game, but to with the right mindset to play and to fight for what we want in all the competitions until the end of the season. But okay, I agree that was a moment for us to do it. But we have been working enough during the last 5 days to prepare the game.
And just finally, how important could the fans be tomorrow at Craven Cottage, making the noise? Arguably one of the biggest games since you've been at the club.
Yes, they are going to be crucial. They are going to play a big part on it. We need them really behind us. Some moments that we are going to be trying and to be playing well. Other moments that probably Liverpool will make us to suffer. We need them always behind the team. You need them to try to make the Craven Cottage really difficult for Liverpool too. It's going to be a tough one. You know that in this type of games the crowd can make a big impact. We had this good example at Anfield the last two games we played there. We were playing so good, and in tough moments for Liverpool they were always there and they pushed the team forward, and is what we need from our fans tomorrow, and I'm sure that they are going to play the game with us and they are going to play a big part on it.
Thank you.
We're going to go to radio now, so Andy, and then we'll end with you.
Marco, they've obviously had a very strong defence. You mentioned how good their attack was, but the best defence really in the league.
Yes.
You have been able to score against them. How difficult is it to open them up? Obviously, the goal in the first leg was brilliant, but you scored three in the league up there. How difficult is it, and how have you been working on that?
They have been solid, as you said. Of course, I mentioned how they are, that attack line, how they are really direct in some moments of the game. When you think that you have the game under control with short spaces to explore the offensive transition, counter-attack, they are really, they are really, really strong. But for you to be strong and to be the top of Premier League and to be in all the competitions so far, you have to be really solid as a team. And of course, I agree with you. The numbers are there. They are a fact, but you can see that they have been solid. Even with some changes in the back line, the last few games, they have been playing slightly different with not left back, really a proper left back and all that stuff. But even so, they have been solid enough to control the games and not concede many goals. It's a good sign that we were able in two games to score four goals against them. Is a very good sign for us. At the same time, they scored against us as well, a good number of goals. The games, they have been tight against them. Probably tomorrow is going to be the same. Let's hope we can achieve a different result next game than we did last two games.
And how much do you relish this as a challenge yourself to take on Liverpool, try and knock them out and reach Wembley?
No, for me, all the games, they are really a challenge one. I cannot hide to you because it's not the way I look for it. I said, if it's one of the most important so far this season, if not the most important one, and we have to be realistic. And of course, we are going for it. We are going to challenge them. You are going to match them as more as you can. Everyone agrees that they have, since we saw the draw, they are the favourites. Everyone agrees in this. Probably that, okay, Liverpool is going to be in the final. We have to try to write a different story and to put Fulham there. And we are going to fight really hard to achieve it.
And just finally for me, the players, are they aware that the fans will view them as legends if they can do something like this? Do they feel that kind of emotion amongst the fans?
No, among the fans, of course. And the players, they have been great. We, in terms of work ethic and commitment, attitude, ambition as well. I cannot say nothing more for them. They have been, I think, the last month is a good example for us under difficult circumstances for us in terms of absences and all that stuff with 9 games in 1 month. And the players, in terms of work ethic and all that stuff, no one can say nothing more. And this is really their obligation. And they have to give always 100% for the shirt. And they have been doing that, of course. We hope that tomorrow they can have a good night. Our decisive players on the pitch, they can be with inspiration that game is going to demand from ourselves. This is another thing, the motivation, the individual quality. Some players, they pop up and step in that type of moments. Because in terms of commitment, attitude and desire to go, no one can say nothing about this group of players.
Marco, is this the biggest game of your managerial career in England? Because you're 90 minutes away from Wembley, 90 minutes away from a major cup final with Fulham.
It's one of a different competition, of course. I did play a semi-final with Hull City as well against Man United. We lost away from home as well, slightly different the result. But it's one of the most when you have a chance to go. But to be honest, if you ask me right now, I would prefer to have another one more important in 1 month time or 2 months time. It's going to be a sign that I'm going to be in the final.
Yeah, this club has never won a major trophy, and you're well aware of that.
Yes.
And if you, they've been to Wembley before in playoff finals, but they've never been as close as this since reaching the cup final against West Ham 40 or 50 odd years ago?
Yes, is another motivation for us. We know that we made history playing the semi-final because it's the first time for this football club in this competition too. But you know that you have something to play more. You know that you have something to reach that is going to be incredible for this football club and incredible for our fans. And we are going to really to do our maximum to achieve it.
Away goals don't count in terms of this game. So what's the mindset with you being goal down? Is it to tear into them from the beginning to try and get that goal back early, or is it just to play the game and not panic unless you get to 10 minutes from the end of your set of goals?
First, I'm not going to say to you because probably Jurgen is not going to see all my press conference. But
I'm not going to tell Jurgen
Klopp,
don't worry.
No, but of course, I think we are going to be there both moments in the game. If you are going to start or to plan as a strategy to go from the first minute more to be more on it, if you are going to have slightly different strategy, even sometimes you know that you have a strategy behind and the opposition side can obligate you to do different things as well. Of course, you are going to have a plan, you are going to have a strategy behind and that we did work during the week, and now you are going to go for it. You have to wait till the beginning of the game to understand what is going to be the plan.
And in a sense, you have to have more than one plan. Plan A, if that's not working, plan B. How many plans do you have as a manager?
No, we have, and the players, they know. Of course, you have our main idea. If you analyze, of course, and you do it, and you know clear what I'm talking about, you have our main idea. You have a process, really, that we have been building the last 2 years and a half in this football club. We are not changing a lot, but we really, because we look for ourselves what we are capable to do to improve always. But you are playing a semi-final of a competition, and of course the strategic moment in this type of competitions play a big part on it, and they are going to be there from ourselves. I don't know, from Liverpool, probably Liverpool, they are more often to play this type of competitions last in their history, of course, because they are a big club, always they are chasing this type of final stages of these competitions as well. But we have a plan, of course, we have a plan. We know what can happen in the game. Even you know that as a chance always the game to go to the penalties or even to the extra time and all that stuff. And we are prepared for it. You are ready for everything that can happen on the pitch.
Well, that's one. Two more questions. First of all, about Liverpool. Because they do this regularly and Fulham don't, does that make your players in a way maybe a little bit more hungry for it to get to the final?
We are going to be really angry. I don't know if you are going to be more than them, because when you are in a top club and when you are top players, the desire is always behind you, because you just can reach that level. If you have enough desire to be, you cannot be. Nothing is enough. You know, when you are in football, if you have the right ambition, you achieve something, but it's not enough. You want always more and more and more and more. Just in this way, you can be on the top. And if they are a top club, that is the mindset they have for sure. And we know that. I know really well Jurgen, what he demands from his players. And of course, we know really well the players and the Liverpool squad. But our anger is going to be there in the maximum. Probably not more than them, but for sure their desire is not going to be more than ours as well.
And finally, have you been practicing penalties? I mean, is there any use in practicing penalties? I mean, here at Motspur
Park? We did, of course. I cannot hide to you. Of course, we did. We have been working on it because can be one moment that can be decisive in the game too. We never know what is going to happen. And as I said to you, we are going to be ready for everything that can happen in the game. And penalties can be something that can happen. And because that we did work, yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Nice.